Look, I think we've seen it. I've been in those coalitions myself when I was still the Speaker of the City of Joburg. And when they went for the motion of no confidence for the mayor of Ekurhuleni from the minorities, who, of course, was not the best of what the minorities had to offer, we thought perhaps the Action SA, which now became an accomplice to bring the ANC back, we thought the Action SA, the multi-party, is going to bring some form of leadership to stabilize the city. But you cannot bring back the ANC and participate in that. And you look at the credentials of the mayor of the ANC, there's nothing that you can hold on to. And clearly, this is another one of Panyaza's appointment from one disaster to another in the city of Joburg with the mayors that we've had. You look at how he has handled the Panyapanyas. You look at the disasters that are happening across the metros, the crisis of energy and water and all the service delivery. Clearly, there is no leadership that can be taken out of the crop that is there. But and you can't move from the frying pan to the fire. Yeah. From EFF to the ANC. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. You only swapped the mayor. The mayor is now the MMC, which was held by an ANC a mayor who is there. They just swapped those two positions. What was the point of that whole thing of the motion of no confidence?
But this is money? But this is one municipality. So how is the alleged leadership crisis in the Ekurhuleni municipality perhaps a broader reflection of an even bigger leadership crisis in other metros?
One of the things that we stand for as SARA, and I've seen that myself because I was in the coalition, is kakistocracy, putting the worst of the people in positions of power. What is happening in the city of Johannesburg? We fought vehemently when I was still there. How do you put mayors that have no competency, no qualifications in the city of Joburg, the biggest economy in this country, let alone Africa? Look at what is happening in the city of Tshwane as well. Look at the audit report that has come back. The disaster in terms of the townships, they have taken a drive around the city of Tshwane. DA there as well has not put the best of the mayors there. So this is a reflection across the metros. I'm not even going to go to the smaller metros in the West Rand, etc., because nobody's focusing on them. Go and look at all their audit reports. Go and talk to the city. Just take a drive around how dirty and how the water crisis, the sewer crisis. So clearly there is no leadership. And Panyaza has been at the forefront. I've worked with him of putting this mayor in place. There's no merit consideration. There's no competency. There's no citizen consideration. The coalitions that exist there, including the multi-party one in the TA, it's all about power and positions. And I've come to a conclusion with my leadership in SARA, and that instead of trying to take people from fire to the frying pan and patch and fix this, there's just no leaders that can emerge from the current crop that is there. You know, the state of our councillors, and this goes to voter education. When you are going to vote for local elections 2026, even these elections, know that you are voting for somebody who's potentially going to be the CEO of the metro. Don't vote for councillors that have nothing to offer, because it becomes a crisis when they have to choose who must be leaders, MMCs that must lead infrastructure, finances, social development. The work that needs to be done needs competent people. And voters must be educated how to select their councillors, their presidents, their premiers. It's very, very important.
So is competent people the only solution, or are there other solutions that must be looked at in terms of these municipalities?
The policies that are being implemented is second to that. The policies that are being we are being subjected to are not policies that are creating economic development. Because all of these parties that are there right now, and now I'm talking Ekurhuleni, Joburg specifically, those are the policies of the ANC that have not brought in economic growth, that have not created jobs, that have left people homeless, that have left the informal settlements that we have increasing and creating instability. Now it's time for flooding. You are going to have disaster, one disaster from another. There's no planning. So it starts, yes, with the competent people. But those competent people must be given concrete plans that they are going to be implementing. And those start with the policies. And that's where the premier comes in as well. Because he has just moved from one disaster to the next. The reason he's putting these token mayors all over, because he can implement panyapanyas, Itos was a disaster. Bella Build is pushing hard because they're responsible for education. Housing is a disaster. You know, energy, we're not going to have to talk about it. What are they? We've got power stations in these provinces. What are they doing with the power crisis? Nothing. Really, really nothing. Water crisis. They've just come out of the city of Joburg. That we must expect the zero to be coming. And I don't think the residents are listening to that. That points to the leadership in the province itself before we go to the leadership in the cities, because they get a cue from the head, which is Banyaja. So we are truly in trouble.
So coalition governments is perhaps a reality, looking at all the political parties. So shouldn't there be a coalition policy platform based on shared inputs of all the partners in the interest of municipalities that they govern, you think?
There should be. There should be. And, you know, and this has to be very clear to the listeners. Our constitution talks about a multi-party democracy. So coalitions are not a bad thing. We have it in our constitution. It was supposed to be so from the beginning. It's the one-party dominance that has killed our cities, killed the country, because you can't hold them accountable. You don't have check and balances of policies. They've moved to the left, trying to make everybody reliant on the state. The state must be now hiring panyapanyas and everybody. We've moved away from making Gauteng a business-friendly province, creating jobs, creating partnerships with the provincial-owned entities so that we bring in partnerships to make them work. We've moved away from making these economies, and those are the policies that we're putting in place as SARA, because I'm also running as a premier candidate, for our economy in these metros. We can have the unemployment rate in here. And those are the things that different political parties can have an input in policy direction. Help SMEs, 50% of SMEs and corporates are in Gauteng. How do we cut the tax, relax the labor laws so that they create jobs? How do we foster the service industry? Cashiers and all these securities and all of that, 70% of next year. How do we make those industries profitable and help them to help government in creating jobs? How do we combat crime and GBV through 24-hour economy, giving gun licenses to these women that work alone in Gauteng alone? Because we don't have a night economy. We only have nightlife, that the premiers enjoying nightlife, instead of turning these big metros into night economies. Mm. So when we receive these thousands of tourists, instead of sleeping at the hotel and also sleeping in the benches in the airport, they come and start to work, take advantage 24 hours of different economies across the globe, like the cities of New York and London and all that we compete with. You combat crime without having to have corruption of all of these cameras that are non-functional, that they're working. All these silly things that they're coming up with, man. It's shows it's not planned.
Yes.
And this multi-party democracy, if implemented effectively, we have ideas. We want to contribute. We're going to be part of the government after doing, and we're going to show you how to run this metros and the province.
Just on a separate note, your party has received a backlash from some quarters of the LGBTQI community, which have accused SARA's policies of rejecting the introduction of transgender and gay rights in schools by making schools more inclusive and affirming of the LGBTQIQ plus people. Now, the South African queer movement says that your party is trying to reverse the gains of democracy in South Africa. How do you respond?
South African Rainbow Alliance, SARA, we stand strongly, vehemently, without apology, against the introduction of the Bella Bill in the school. That's an evil bill that is going to destroy the social order of this nation. For generations to come, we would have lost our children forever. The Bella Bill, which Banyaza is one of the key proponents of it, started here in Gauteng. They want to introduce the transgender agenda as part of the curriculum. From the age of 5, our children must learn transgender. We say no to it. From the age of 5, our children must be taught how to touch themselves and masturbate. We say no to it. Teenagers, from the age of 12, girls can have abortion without parental consent. From the age of 12, we say no to it. They want to sell alcohol in schools. We say no to it. I can go on and on. Mm. The LGBT community can choose what they want to pick and choose. But the Bella Bill is evil. We stand against it. We are going to oppose it, and we've been opposing it. They have if they have got their rights in the Constitution, it's fine. I don't take my children to school to learn how to be gay.
Mm-hmm.
I take my children to school to learn science, technology, economics, so that they can compete internationally
Be
something in life.
Ms. Makubele?
And we don't... Yes.
Ms. Magubela, that's where we got to leave it, unfortunately. Thank you so much for your time. That was the South African Rainbow Alliance, the SARA leader, Colleen Magubela.